Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We're thankful that He brought us back safely from our vacation. But more importantly, we're thankful that we are a child of God this morning and that we live for Him. The title of the message this morning is The Peace of Love. The Peace of Love. And we know from past experience, it is impossible to have peace in your heart if you don't have love in your heart. It is impossible to find peaceful nights when you have hatred towards somebody else. It is impossible to have peaceful nights when you have animosity towards somebody else. That person that you have the animosity towards, that person that you have the hatred toward, they might have peaceful nights. But it is impossible for you to have peace if you don't have love. Peace and love are two of the fruits of the Spirit, so we know that they're very important. And they come together. They coincide with one another. Really, you can't have one without the other. Amen? So if you would turn with me to Isaiah, the 26th chapter, verses 1 through 4. And when we get there, we're going to go to John, the 14th chapter, and we're going to read verses 22 through 31 there. Isaiah 26. Verses 1 through 4, and John 14, 22 through 31. I would tell you this morning that we, as Christians and as born-again believers of Christ Jesus, we have been afforded something that many people today seek for and are willing to pay for. And that's peace and love. There are many people that are seeking medication. They're seeking it through alcohol. They're seeking it through counseling. They're seeking it through everything that they can think of to find peace in their life, in a life of turmoil. And can we all agree this morning that our lives have turmoil? It's not always just everything's just a bed of roses, and everything's just going according to plan, and everything's going the way that we want it to. Sometimes there's turmoil in our lives. But ain't it good to know that even through the turmoil, that you can find peace? Ain't it good to know that even though somebody hates you and despitefully uses you and says all manner of thing about you, you can still love them? And I got to tell you this morning, from experience again, that there's nothing worse than to be angry with somebody and have them smile at you and say, I love you. You want to stop somebody in their tracks when they're upset with you, just pull that one off. Or you could use Sarah's famous one. A girl approached her at school one time and was a little upset about it with her. And Sarah said, I really like your earrings. Just diffused the situation, right? But there's nothing that aggravated me more when I was lost than for somebody to say that they loved me. Because I thought that it was impossible for anybody to love me. And it used to aggravate me. It used to irritate me. Especially Christians. Come on, let's be honest this morning. I didn't want to hear that, right? But God has birthed something in us as Christians that the world can't understand. The world can't comprehend. It tells us plainly in Philippians 4, chapter, I believe it's chapter 4, verse 6 or 7. It tells us very plainly there. It's a peace that passes all understanding. It can't be figured out. Can't really be explained. Can't really be understood. It's just there. right? It's a gift that God has given us. He has blessed us with the gift of peace and the gift of love. In the 60s and 70s, there were a lot of people who were, I guess you would say, preaching peace and love, even though they weren't really preachers, right? They were conveying peace and love. They were saying, have peace and love. Be about peace and love. They went so far, there was a man named Abbie Hoffman in the 60s that was a radical, if you will. And he went so far as he actually convinced 50,000 people to follow him to the Pentagon. And if all of them chanted the same thing at the same time, the Pentagon would turn orange and levitate. 50,000 people that he convinced of this. Why? Because they were seeking after what we have this morning. They were seeking for peace. They were seeking love. Something that God has given us freely. People have been misled throughout the ages of time. Now we can sit here and laugh this morning and think how foolish those people were to think that they could actually do that. But all through time, people have done things like this, seeking, church, seeking after what we have this morning. They desire to have it. They just don't know how to get it. They don't know how to obtain it. They're looking for the easy way. Right? And how many of you have ever heard this saying before? Sometimes you work harder to get out of work than you do if you just go ahead and work. Because actually the plan of salvation is pretty simple. Right? It's pretty simple to get this peace and love that I'm talking about this morning. All you have to do is accept Christ Jesus as your personal Savior. It's just really that simple. But people make it out to be this big thing, so they're trying to go around and try to find shortcuts and easier ways. There is no easier way than this. Those same people. And this man, Abbie Hoffman, even said it himself later on in life. He said, we were young, we were silly, we were out of control, and we were hypocritical. Now, he said that because of this. They were saying, peace and love, don't have war. But when the soldiers would return, they'd be the first ones to throw things at them and spit on them. A little bit hypocritical, huh? To say one thing and do another. You can't say I love people and you shouldn't be fighting with those people, but I hate you. Love is love and it's unconditional. God's love is unconditional. Man's love's not. Our love is based on what you can do for me, what you can give me, what I can obtain from you. And if you love me, I'll love you. And if you do this for me, I'll love you. If you do that for me, I'll love you. God's love's not like that. It's unconditional. You can't get out of God's love, no matter how hard you try. You can get out of His grace, but He'll always love you. His Bible has even told us plainly many times how much He loves us. He says it's not His will that any should perish, but all should come in repentance. He loves us. And when we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, His love is birthed into us. Right? And then that brings peace. In Isaiah, let's read a little bit. Isaiah 26, verses 1 through 4, it says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. You may be seated. It said there in verse 3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. There's no greater peace than having trust in God. Just knowing that He's got everything under control. That He has a way of working your situation out. That He has a way of making things come to pass that just seem like there's no way that this can possibly work out. Have you ever experienced it? Because I have. I've seen situations in my life that it seemed like there was no way that this one was going to work out. And then it works out. I don't know how. I can't explain it. But one thing I do know, that he who trusteth in the Lord shall find peace. Right? The peace that passes all understanding. The peace of knowing that no matter what comes my way, He's able to bring me through it. See, He can move the situation. He can diffuse the situation. He can completely get rid of the situation. He could even avoid the situation if He chose to. But even better than all that is the peace of knowing that no matter what situation I'm going through, He'll go through it with me. That's true peace. See, it's easy to go through. It's easy to not go through situations, right? It's easy to never have a circumstance in your life, never have a heartache in your life, never have sickness in your life. But if those things were true, would you really need Jesus? Would you really desire Him? Most of us wouldn't, right? We know that we need Him in our lives. And therefore we trust Him. We find peace in Him. We find love in Him. I'm telling you, from a man who had much hatred in his life and didn't have any peace. I'm going to tell you, when I had hatred towards people, I didn't find much peace. Because hatred doesn't bring forth peace. Hatred brings forth turmoil and turbulence. And pain and suffering, right? If you don't like somebody, most of the time there's two things in that situation from their perspective. They don't know or they don't care. They're not going to lose any sleep over it. If you've got an ought against somebody, they're not going to lose much peace. I'm not going to lose much sleep. Most of the time, they could care less. But yet the Bible instructs us to do what? Love your neighbor as yourself. It even goes farther than that. In Matthew, it tells us, if we think that our brother has an ought against us, not if we have ought against them, but if we think they have ought against us, it says to leave your gift at the altar and go and reconcile with that brother. All right? What? If they've got something against us, we're supposed to make it right? You better believe it. It's important. You know why? Because one of the two ain't going to get no peace. So either you're going to suffer or they're going to suffer. And I'll be quite honest with you. I would rather suffer myself than to know that I was the cause of your suffering or the cause of your pain because of the love that God has put in me. And I believe that everybody here is the same way. I really do. I don't think any of us would want to see somebody else suffer. Would want to see somebody else go through pain. I believe that we would do everything in our power. Thank you. I believe. I'm losing trust here, people. But I believe. I have that much confidence in you people because I've seen it. I talked about it a little bit in Sunday school this morning, that that's one of the things that separates this church from a lot of other churches, is that there's no backbiting here. There's no division here, right? But there's love, and there's unity here. And those are things that God desires, and He can dwell in a place that has unity. But He won't dwell in a place that has division, that has animosity. He won't dwell in your temple, church, if you have animosity towards someone, if you have hatred in your heart. But He can dwell where there's love and peace. I know this message is a little different this morning, a little slower than what I normally go, but God knows what He's doing. John 14, verses 22 through 31. Judas saith unto Him, and this is Judas talking to the Lord, he says, "Not Iscariot, Lord. How is it that Thou wilt manifest Thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Now Jesus answers him and says, said unto him, "If a man love Me, he will keep My words. And My Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth Me not keepeth not My sayings, and the word which ye hear is not Mine, but the Father's which sent Me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved Me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For My Father is greater than I, and now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and has nothing in Me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave Me commandments, even so I do arise. Let us go hence." In verse 27 there it says, "Peace I leave with you, My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth." Right? The world's way of finding peace is normally through a bottle or through drugs. I know that when I was lost, that's how I thought I could find peace. That's how I thought that I could find refuge from my situation or my circumstance. But I didn't really find peace. What I found was more trouble and more turmoil. What I found was the more I drank or the more I did drugs, the angrier I got. And I would lash out at anybody and everybody around me. I found that the more I tried to drown my situation, the bigger my situation got. I found that the more I tried to find peace in this or love in that, the worse things got for me. But when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and my Savior, there was a love and a peace that was instilled in me. Because when He instilled the love, the peace came. I had peace. I had perfect peace. It wasn't a fake peace, and it wasn't a fake love. But they were both very true in my life, and still to this day are. Thank the Lord. that He's able to give peace and love to even the most wicked and vile of people. And you may look at me now and say, oh, I can't believe you was really that bad. But I'm telling you, church, I was a very wicked, hateful individual. Now, am I proud of that? Not by any means. But I am proud of this. I'm proud that Jesus Christ changed that. That He gave me perfect peace. And He gave me perfect love. That He changed the nature of the being that I was. The Bible says that you are a new creature through Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Not just a few things, but everything. When He saves people, He changes everything in their life. Let me read to you something in one of our song books. And it was either a quote or something written by a Leslie Brandt in page 490 of the song, the Brown songbook. I guess it's Brown. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Sure you will. Y'all always do. But Hymns for the Family of God, let's put it that way, instead of worrying about what color it is. But, somebody had to say it, didn't they? It says, I am so depressed tonight, O God. I feel as if I am the sole target of an enemy barrage, that all the demons of hell are bent upon damning my soul for eternity. I remember your precious promises, but I do not witness their fulfillment. I talk to people about your love, and they drown my zeal with scorn. I step forth to carry out your will, but I feel no sense of accomplishment. I mouth words, wave my arms, and beat the air with fruitless endeavor. Then I fall like a wounded warrior, bone weary, defeated, and lonely. And I wonder if you are truly my God, and if I am truly or really your child. Now listen to what they say here. Consume, O God, these demons that depress, these enemies that plague my soul. May the whirlwind of your spirit sweep them out of my life forever. May I awaken in the morning with a heart full of joy and with the strength and the courage to walk straight and secure in the dangerous and difficult paths before me. What a beautiful saying. I believe that she knew that even though she was going through all of these things, tomorrow could be a different day. Amen. I've come to that conclusion in my life because I've seen God work. I've come to this conclusion that no matter what my circumstance or what my situation today, tomorrow's a different day. No matter how bad things seem, or even how good things seem, church, tomorrow's a different day. But there's one constant in my life, and that is this. Because my circumstances and my situations, church, they change from day to day. Sometimes from hour to hour, even from minute to minute. But there is a constant in my life. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He doesn't change. No matter how my circumstance changes or how my situation changes, He doesn't change. He's still God. And He's still able. All right? So when I'm on the mountaintop, I rejoice that I'm on the mountaintop. And I'm thankful that God has allowed me to be there for whatever amount of time that He allows me to be there. And when I'm in the valley, I thank Him that He's bringing me through the valley. And He's showing me things and teaching me things and helping me and preparing me that maybe somewhere down the road, I may be able to be a help to somebody else that's going through that same valley. that maybe somewhere down the road I might be a road map to somebody else and give them instruction and direction on how to get through that valley. See, we don't always know, church, why we're going through the things that we're going through. But know this, you can have peace in whatever you're going through. Whether if it's good or whether if it's bad. Because our God breathes peace and love. In Ephesians 4 and 3 it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Working hard, laboring to keep peace. Because I'm going to tell you, church, it's a labor. It takes work. Right? It's not something that just happens. You got to keep building upon it. It's like faith. Right? You got to build your faith. You got to build your trust. You got to build your confidence. Not only in man, but in God too. You got to work at it. Right? You can't let it just sit dormant and expect that it's always going to be there for you. You got to work it. Am I right? Okay, thank you. And keep building it. God's peace is there available for us. As much as we want. Right? It's just like faith. It only takes the faith of a grain of mustard seed to say to the mountain to be thou removed henceforth. Right? Get out of my way. It only takes the faith of a grain of mustard seed, and that's a very small seed, church. But why settle there? God can give you more faith than that. And it's the same way with peace. You can have just a little bit of peace, or you can have a whole lot of peace. But it's up to you. It takes a work. It takes a labor. It takes putting something forth. You know what you got to put forth? You got to put forth love. You got to put forth love. You got to share love. God gave us these things for two reasons. To help us and to help others. All right? There, it is simply impossible. Listen to what I'm saying this morning, church. It's very important. Simply impossible for you to lead people to Christ if you have hatred in your life. Because whether if you realize it or whether if you see it or not, they see whether if you have true love or whether if you have fake love. They can figure you out because they're watching everything that you do. Not just part of what you do, but everything that you do. They're watching every move that you make. So it's imperative that we show forth love. That we show forth peace. That we let them see, you know what? Yeah, I'm going through the situation, but I'm not going through it alone. Christ is with me. Show love and peace. Because peace is because of love. Amen? If I didn't have love in my heart, if God hadn't given me the love that I have today, I wouldn't have peace. Because I didn't have peace when I was lost. I have very much animosity. I have very much hatred. And I have very many restless nights. But now, even though I don't get much sleep, the sleep that I do get is enough to sustain me. Because of the peace of God. That's your morning message. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.